Hey, Ted, your announcer guy. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. If you're new to our program, let me tell you that the children of Plantville have been learning about how to walk with God daily. What do you think, Miss Donna?
Well, in today's episode, we will learn about Abraham and how he walked with God by faith. This Bible story is interesting. So come on, everyone, grab your Bibles, pencils, pets, and everyone in your house. Maybe even your neighbors, too. All the scripture read today will be found in the New International Version of the Bible.
Okay, cell phones off. It's time to get started. Miss Lori, our teacher in Plantville, has something important to share with you. Take it away, Miss Lori.
Thanks, Ted. Welcome back, everyone, to the Mustard Seed Kids. You'll be glad you came along today. Have you ever heard of a mustard seed in the Bible? Well, Jesus taught about a mustard seed in faith in Matthew 17:20, when he said, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." That's what the Mustard Seed Kids are all about. In this episode, I will be sharing with the children the story of Abraham, one of the Hall of Faith persons from Hebrews chapter 11, chosen by God because of his faithfulness.
That was a great review, Miss Lori. Thanks. Now, Ted, before we start today's episode, let's take a commercial break. Could we share some good news with our audience, especially the adults?
Well, of course, Miss Donna, we certainly do have some good news.
Let's get started, kids. Be sure the grown-ups in your family are listening, too. Okay, let's go. Do you have trouble sleeping because you're worried about tomorrow and what it will bring? Do you wonder if your ship is ever going to come in? Or are they going to have to drag the bottom of the ocean for it?
If this sounds like you, then call it Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled Financial Institution today. They're not a bank, a lender, or a credit card company. They don't pay interest, they're charged interest, or give away any toasters.
That's right, Ted. They remind you that you're a child of the King, and in all their years in business, they've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed out begging for bread. So, don't let worry steal your joy.
Very good, Miss Donna. Just follow scriptural principles with your finances and put God first in both your life and your wallet.
That's right, Ted. After all, when's the last time you saw a sparrow carrying a tin cup in his wing, or the lilies of the field holding a sign that says, "We'll bloom for food"?
Well, Miss Donna, you got me with that one. So let's give everyone the phone number.
1-800-HE-CARES. Did you write it down, everyone? That's 1-800-HE-CARES. And leave your troubles with him. Ted, I'll have to say that was one of the best commercials we've done in a long time.
It sure was, Miss Donna. Now let's get moving with today's episode.
Great idea.
Thank you so much. I have been asked to share some jokes and riddles with you tonight. They all have something to do with Bible characters, and there's no doubt you will know all of the answers. So here goes.
Andy, this is going to be very embarrassing. Should we have encouraged Brian to do this for the school talent show?
JR, I'm not sure this is a good idea.
JR and Andy, remember, God has given Brian a gift with his humor, and he knows how to make others laugh. It'll be okay. Just sit back and listen.
Do I have to laugh?
I know what you mean, JR.
We want to encourage Brian, so of course we should laugh. Why wouldn't you want to laugh when he tells his jokes?
Because he's not funny. He's annoying.
JR's right, Julie. Brian is not funny.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
you think? Are Brian's jokes funny?
Well, yes, I do, Miss Donna. For a young boy, I think he does well.
Ted, I agree. Let's listen into the talent show and laugh along with the audience.
Welcome to the Plantville Christian School Talent Show. You'll be glad you came. We'll begin with Brian. God has given him a great sense of humor. Come on up to the mic, Brian.
Okay, Ted. Get ready to laugh. This is going to be great.
I sure hope you're right, Miss Donna. Brian needs encouraged.
I know you're going to like this one. Here's the question. Where is the first tennis match mentioned in the Bible? Does anyone know?
Do you know, Ted?
I have no idea, Miss Donna.
Okay, I'll tell you. The first tennis match mentioned in the Bible was when Joseph served in Pharaoh's court. Get it? Served in Pharaoh's court?
Oh, that was great.
I got to agree, Miss Donna.
Okay, how about this one? Who was the fastest runner in the race? Does anyone know?
Do you know, Ted?
I have no idea, Miss Donna.
Well, it was Adam, because he was first in the human race. Get it? The first one in the human race?
Oh, Ted, this kid is good.
Miss Donna, you gotta say that. That was good. He can do that again.
Oh, Ted, this kid is good.
He is good.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. Did I miss much of Brian's talent?
Oh, Cousin Joy, I hope he's almost done.
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, this is so embarrassing. I hope he soon stops.
It's okay. Brian is doing fine. I really like his jokes. Just relax, you two.
Oh, Ted, Brian is good. I don't care what the boys say.
Miss Donna, you can say that again.
Oh, Ted, Brian is good. I don't care what the boys say.
Brian is certainly enjoying his jokes, and so are Ted and Miss Donna. Let's listen to Mr. Donut Man and begin to grow in our faith today.
Flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. Oh, he is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. Oh, he's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh,
makes things grow,
grow whatever seed I sow.
Mr. Donut Man, for that great song. God does make things grow, and faith is what he wants us to grow in. Oh, thank you, Brian. You were certainly the one to get our talent show started. My sides hurt from laughing so much.
Julie, I just saw JR and Landy leave. What happened?
Well, they don't think his jokes are funny.
Can you imagine that, Ted?
Well, maybe they're just having a bad day, Miss Donna. Let's listen in.
Well, I think his jokes are funny. He makes me laugh all the time. I wonder what Miss Teresa is doing here. I didn't know she was coming. Did you, Aunt Betty?
No. Wave to her, Julie. Maybe she'll see us.
I think she saw me, Aunt Betty. She's coming over here.
Yes, she did.
Hey, Julie and Betty. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Miss Teresa. I'm so glad you came. Brian will be pleased, too.
I'm doing great, Miss Teresa. It's good to see you.
Ted, I wonder what's going on.
I have no idea, Miss Donna. Let's just listen in.
This could get very interesting. How about I step in for Miss Lori while she's lining up the rest of the acts and introduce Julie?
Miss Donna, you have the best ideas. Go ahead.
And now, everyone, we have a surprise guest with us. She has come all the way from Virginia to be with us. I know you're going to enjoy her selection. She is Julie, JR, and Andy's cousin. When I heard that she was in town, I invited her to come to the talent show. God has truly given her the ability to write beautiful poetry. So, let's give a warm welcome to Miss Julie.
Julie, do you want me to pray before you begin?
Would you, please?
Sure. Father, be with Julie as she shares. You have given her a talent to write, and she wants to glorify you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. That helps calm my nervousness.
I didn't know she was a writer. Did you, Andy?
No, this is a great surprise. Let's just listen.
Thank you, everyone. It's good to be here with you. Miss Lori asked me to share one of my poems I have written. So, I would like to share with you The Night's Song. Tonight, my window is cracked open, so I can hear all the sounds. The cricket's chirp song is the loudest I've found. But the owl's cry is one that surpasses the cricket's night song. But I haven't heard him tonight. Where has he gone? I'll miss him tonight as I listen to the dark, in a night that is lonely without his mourned mark. But wait, I think I hear. There it was again. And I thought this night would be lonely and plain. Now I can rest to the sound of the night when all is complete and when all is just right.
Wow, that was wonderful, Julie. Thank you so much.
She's been blessed by God, hasn't she, Ted?
You can say that again, Miss Donna.
She's been blessed by God, hasn't she, Ted? Well, thank you, everyone, for coming. God bless you all. You know, Ted, I wonder what's going on.
I have no idea, Miss Donna. Let's just listen in and maybe we'll find out.
Good idea. Maybe we can figure it all out. I think God has a special plan here.
You can say that again, Miss Donna. Oh, no, wait. You don't have to say that again.
Okay, JR and Andy, not so fast. Let Julie catch her breath.
Well, Julie sure can write great poetry. You're going to be a special teacher.
Aw, thank you, JR. Miss Teresa and Miss Lori asked me to be here.
Cousin Julie, do you like jokes and riddles?
Brian!
JR and Andy, it's okay. Yes, Brian, I do like jokes and riddles. Remember, I have a younger brother, too, who likes to tell jokes.
Great! God is good. Maybe you can help my brothers understand me better. Would you like to hear a joke right now?
See, Ted, I told you God had a plan.
You were right, Miss Donna.
In a minute, Brian. Julie, Will you come to school tomorrow and share some more of your poetry?
I'd be glad to visit in your classroom tomorrow. Thanks.
Julie, would you pray about helping me with my Sunday school class?
Absolutely. I believe God is already answering my prayers. He answered the one about staying with Aunt Betty and the boys while I'm here in Plantville, going to college.
Awesome! Now I'm going to have a big sister.
Me too!
Me three!
Thank you again, Julie, for sharing tonight. I was so happy to hear one of the poems you have written.
Yes, thank you, Julie. I'm glad I came tonight, too. You have truly been given a gift from God.
You're welcome, Miss Lori and Miss Teresa. Both of you truly influenced my life. Thank you for helping me get started with my writing.
See, Ted? I knew God had a plan.
I must agree, Miss Donna. I wonder what will happen.
Well, Ted, we get to be part of what God is doing. Who would have known?
Only God, Miss Donna. Only God.
I'm glad Julie is here, Miss Lori. I know God will use her to help AR and Andy understand my jokes.
Brian, God does have a way of working things out. Yes, I believe you're right. Your faith is about to be strengthened.
Hey, Miss Lori, I'm sorry I'm late. I had to stop and get my homework out of my book bag.
Hi, Miss Lori. I had to get my homework, too.
It's no problem, boys. Just come in and take a seat. Well, I see Julie and Miss Teresa are coming along, too.
I'm coming, Miss Lori.
I hope you don't mind. Julie needed a ride to school this morning, and I thought I would stay while she's here.
No problem. I'm glad you're both here.
I'm so glad to see you again, Miss Lori. I want to thank you for inviting me to share my poem today at the show. Your invitation to Plantville will give me an opportunity to explore the courses at the college. I've been praying about where God wants me to go and really seeking his direction about college, and I believe it is Plantville University.
You are welcome, Julie. I'm sure that if you have been earnestly seeking God about college, he is directing you to the one he wants you to attend. Plantville University is a fine college, and you would be able to spend time with your relatives, too.
Julie, I'm so glad to hear that you prayed about God's plan and your direction for your life. I'm excited to watch what God has in store for you.
Well, Ted, Julie prayed, and God is working out all the details.
Miss Donna, I'm watching God's plan come together in Plantville. Who would have known?
Only God, Ted. Only God.
Miss Lori, could I share a joke with Julie?
Go ahead, Brian. What's your joke?
I can't wait to hear it, Brian.
Great! Here goes. Who was the smartest man in the Bible?
Well, there were lots of smart men in the Bible, but I don't know who the smartest one was.
Anyone know?
Brian, I have no idea who you are talking about.
Neither do I.
How about you, Miss Lori? Do you know who the smartest man in the Bible was?
I can't say that I do, Brian.
How about you, Miss Teresa? Did you know who the smartest man was in the Bible?
Well, Brian, I really don't know. Can you give me a clue?
No clues, Miss Teresa. Come on, Miss Lori. I know you know it.
Brian, this is a hard one.
Well, Brian, I'm stumped. Who was the smartest man in the Bible?
So, Brian, I have no idea. Who was the smartest man in the Bible?
Hey, Miss Donna, do you know who the smartest man in the Bible?
Ted, I have no idea. Only Brian knows the answer.
Oh, you are going to love this one, Miss Lori. It was Abraham.
Abraham?
Abraham?
Really, how did you arrive at that answer?
Oh, I know this is going to be good.
I can't wait to hear the answer.
Abraham is the only answer it can be because he knew a lot.
Miss Donna, did you get it?
Yes, I do. Just listen.
What does that have to do with Abraham being the smartest man in the Bible?
Yeah, I don't get it.
JR and Andy, don't you see? Abraham had a nephew. His name was Lot. L-O-T. And when a person is smart, we say they know a lot.
Thank you, Cousin Julie. I appreciate you seeing the humor.
Oh, Brian really does know a lot, doesn't he, Ted?
Yes, you can say that again.
Brian really does know a lot, doesn't he, Ted? I believe it took some thinking on Brian's part to put that joke together. I think he's rather clever.
Okay, I get it, but I don't think it's funny.
I liked it too, Brian. You tell good jokes.
Brian, I really liked your joke too. And I believe there's a lesson for all of us to learn here about Abraham.
I agree, Miss Laurie.
What's that, Miss Teresa and Miss Laurie?
Are you talking about Abraham in the Old or New Testament?
Both.
Miss Donna, this could get real interesting.
Just listen, Ted. Yes, it's going to get interesting.
But I thought Abraham was in the Old Testament. He had a son named Isaac, didn't he?
Yes, his story is in the Old Testament. But he is also mentioned in Hebrews 11, the Hall of Faith chapter.
The Hall of Faith? I didn't know there was a Hall of Faith in the Bible.
Here, I found it. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 12. Who wants to read it?
This would be a great time for you and me to read, Ted. How about it?
Another great idea, Miss Donna. Let's go.
Hebrews 11, 8 through 12, New International Version. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the Promised Land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children, because she considered him faithful, who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he, as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore.
Thank you, Ted and Miss Donna. These verses summarize the Old Testament story of how faithful Abraham was when God called him to obey.
And God was faithful to Abraham, too. Let's look at the story in the Old Testament, and then you'll understand.
Miss Lori, could we pray first so that we might understand what the scripture is are saying?
Absolutely. Father God, open our eyes to see what you want us to see. Open our hearts to receive what you want us to receive. Give us understanding of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's turn to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5.
Okay, Ted, let's go.
Sure thing, Miss Donna.
Genesis 12, verses 1 through 5, New International Version. The call of Abram. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you."
So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out for Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out to the land of Canaan, and they arrived there.
Well done, Ted.
Thanks, Miss Donna.
So Abraham was 75 years old when he picked up his whole family and moved to where God told him to go?
That's right, Brian. He obeyed what God told him to do because he spent time with God.
You see, Brian, Abraham talked to God every day, and he loved God. So when God spoke to him, Abraham obeyed.
JR and Andy, did you hear that? When God spoke to Abraham, he obeyed. Do you think God was pleased when he obeyed?
I'm sure he was.
Well, of course God was pleased.
I agree with JR and Andy.
And how many times did God tell him to leave his country and go to the promised land that God had for him?
Well, only once.
I told you Brian was a smart kid, Ted.
I believe you are right, Miss Donna.
Exactly. So when God tells us to do something, should we obey?
Oh, I know. You will get this one right.
Absolutely.
And when your parents or I ask you to do something, should you obey the first time you are asked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answers, boys.
Of course.
I get it.
Good point, Miss Laurie. Do you think we should go on with this story?
This teacher is using wisdom, Miss Donna.
So, let's turn to Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Go ahead, Ted.
Genesis 22, 1 to 14, New International Version. Here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place he had told him about. On the third day, Abram looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey. Why, I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Abram took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac and himself and carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, yes, my son, Abram replied. The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham! Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided.
Wow! God wanted to test Abraham's faith and loyalty to him, didn't he?
That's right, Brian. And did you know that Abram had the faith to believe that God would provide the ram for the sacrifice?
That's a lot of faith, and I'm not joking this time.
Did you all notice God tested Abraham? God didn't tempt him.
That's a good point. God tests us in order to confirm our faith. Like Moses said in Exodus 20:20, do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning.
So what's the difference between being tested and being tempted?
I've got this, Ted. Satan is the one who tempts us in order to make us fall or sin. In James 1:13, it says, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone."
You've got that for sure, Miss Donna.
You know, God promised Abraham and Sarah they would have a son in their old age.
Oh my goodness, that's like our grandparents having a baby.
That's right.
I can't call Grandma right now and ask her if she's ever heard this Bible story, so I'll call Mom.
Well, she's not as old as Grandma, but she's real close.
Hello, may I help you?
Hi, Mom. It's JR. Did you know that Abraham and Sarah were like grandparents when they had their son, Isaac?
Oh, yes, I did, JR. Are you surprised at what God can do?
No, but I just wanted you to know what I learned today.
Well, thank you for calling and sharing that with me. I'll talk to you soon. I need to turn off the stove. I love you. Goodbye, JR.
Goodbye, Mom. I love you, too.
What did she say, JR? Do you know about Abraham and Sarah?
Well, yes, she did. She wasn't surprised at all. Hey, Brian, did you know that Abraham and Sarah were old when they had Isaac before today? Like old, like our grandparents.
Of course I did.
So, Ted, Abraham was putting a lot, no joking here, on the line. He had experienced God's faithfulness through all the promises that he kept.
You're right, Miss Donna. And after Isaac had grown to be a young boy, God did something very amazing. Did you hear it, Miss Donna?
Yes. God tested Abraham, and Abraham obeyed.
Boys, just as God promised that Abraham and Sarah would have a child and provided them with Isaac, later God would provide a sacrifice or a ram, just as he promised.
So he knew that God would provide again?
That's right, Brian. God always keeps his promises.
Do you think Isaac was scared, Miss Donna? I mean, I would be scared if I was Isaac.
Well, Ted, Isaac knew about sacrifices, and he also knew how much his father loved God. So when his father said that God would provide the sacrifice, Isaac trusted his father.
I didn't know my little joke would turn into a Bible lesson, but I'm glad it did. I have a picture and something to write in my faith journal, too.
This all reminds me of the song El Shaddai, which we sang in church last week. Now I'm beginning to understand.
El Shaddai. El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ekam Kara Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai, through your love.
Whatever you face, remember, faith is trusting God, even when you don't know the answer to your problem or situation.
Let faith be bigger than your fears.
Well, Ted, I told you God is in control. What a lesson that was.
You are right, Miss Donna, and you can say that again.
Well, Ted, I told you God is in control. What a lesson that was. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Mustard Seed Kids and the Hall of Faith story of Abraham. See you next time when the family will learn more about God, our hearts, and how His Holy Spirit helps our faith to grow. The Bible is the most important book you will ever read. As we close today, let's listen to our favorite commercial.
Are you tired? Tired? Oh, tired. No pep. No energy. Have you got the poorlies? Has someone glued your feet to the floor? Life got you down, depressed, feeling sorry for yourself. Is life one big bummer? Does each day seem worse than the day before? Are you looking at life through soot-colored glasses? Does today seem like the last day of the rest of your life? Unhappy? Did your dog look mean at you this morning? Kids got you down? Think you can't go on another minute? If this is how you feel, boy, are you in bad shape. But never fear. Hallelujah Pharmaceuticals has the answer for you. The cure-all, the pepper-upper, the pick-me-up. Yes, sir. Now available in readable form. That old-fashioned remedy, Scriptur-Myosin, proven to be 100% effective in millions and millions of cases. Scriptur-Myosin comes in book form with verse doses for minor ailments and chapter doses for more serious cases. So, if you are suffering from the misery of all miseries, don't delay. Treat your illness today. Remember, that's Scriptur-Myosin. Scriptur-Myosin. And it's available in most homes or your favorite Christian bookstore in the convenient take-along size. Like I learned in Joshua chapter 24, verse 24, and the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." That's Joshua 24, 24. Thank you, Ted Brungard, Donna Bridge, and our producer, Doug Bridge, for being available so God could use you on today's episodes. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with him, like when we get company, and when we thank him. We hope you have learned from today's episodes. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible, hiding God's word in your heart, and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to keep a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing. You've trusted him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you could draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids Incorporated in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous grant from Christ's Evangelical Lutheran Church,
Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. And God bless you. Special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his songs today. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids Incorporated at 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit Facebook page Donna Bridge or our website at www.HisKingdomKids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search Kingdom Kids. Join us each Sunday at 6 p.m., Tuesday at 7 p.m., and Saturday at 10 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time.
As we praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.